Why in the world would you go to a concert alone? Like, are you nuts? Is your life that sad that you don't have anyone to go with? Hey there, Zesties. Welcome to the Gleeful Talk Show, where we share zesty stories to cultivate the happiness and hero within and out. On the show, we talk about personal experiences, society, and pop culture. So if these are the topics that you're interested in, then please do keep on listening. So today's episode is going to be a casual sit-down episode where I'm going to talk about my personal experience on a recent event that I've attended, which is Ed Sheeran's Mathematics concert here in Brisbane. And this was actually my first concert experience here in Australia. So it was pretty exciting and kind of like nerve-wracking for me because I've attended the concert alone. Now, a lot of people would think like, why in the world would you go to a concert alone? Like, are you nuts? Is your life that sad that you don't have anyone to go with? And people also say that the purpose of going to a concert is to bond with your friends and whatnot. But to me, the purpose of going to a concert is to see and experience and watch the artist that I wanted to watch. So if there's no one willing to go with me, not that I'm bad company, but if there isn't anyone who wants to go with me, then I'm fine with it. And I think that we should embrace that fact that people who go to concerts alone aren't really lonely. Like, they just prefer going there. And even so, like, because I have a preference on the seating arrangement, where I want to sit or where I want to be situated in a concert, especially for an artist like Ed Sheeran. So I want it to be as close as possible. So maybe some people might want to go there, but we're fine sitting far from the stage. But for me, I'm really picky in terms of where I want to sit. And also, for starters, I've migrated in Brisbane just like a few years ago. So, and I've migrated here when I'm an adult. So when you migrate as an adult, it's going to be difficult to find lifelong friends already, because most of your lifelong friends are in your home country. When you go to a concert, it's really more of the experience with that artist, I'd say, personally. So anyway, Zesties, more on that later. So what's the Mathematics tour about? It's actually Ed Sheeran's fourth concert, around 88 shows, and it started off around last year, 23rd of April in Ireland, and will end this year on September in California. So the tour is set to support his newest album, which is Equals, right? So, and then this leg, which is the leg two, Oceania leg, started in Wellington, New Zealand in February, and will end in Perth in March. So I'm really glad that his schedule for Brisbane is mid-month, because I just couldn't go between other days. So it really fell into place, and it was set in Suncorp Stadium, and I haven't been to Suncorp ever. And I'm not a sports fan, so I haven't been to Suncorp Stadium. And so it was my first time going there as well. So because it was set in the Suncorp Stadium, it's really massive, right? So it can sit 60,000 people. And Ed Sheeran have 3 days here in Brisbane to have that concert. And initially, actually, it was only 2 days, if I remember correctly. And then the first day was already sold out, even before like launching or something like that, or when the ticket sales was launched. I think it was like completely booked out right away. For the second day, I was really like always on the phone just to get in and get the right tickets that I wanted to. And I remember perfectly that it was last year I was going to Cairns for a holiday, and it was that day that the tickets for the second day of his concert will launch for sale, and I was on the airport, and I just really, even like I was in Brisbane at that time and going to Cairns, I was like on my phone, just really, okay, I really want to buy it right now, even if I'm on the airport, because I don't want to arrive in Cairns 4 hours later and all of the good tickets will be out. And then got the tickets that I need, and actually I even wanted the seats that are much more near the stage, but they were again completely booked out. So fast forward a year later, it was funny because I thought that the concert was actually March, and if my partner and I wouldn't have had driven along the Suncorp Stadium on the first week of February on a weekend, and I wouldn't have seen that sign there, that Ed Sheeran 18 February to 19 February, I wouldn't have seen that sign. And if I wouldn't have seen that sign, most likely I would have had missed the show, which is insane again. And I think now I realize that the reason why I thought it was March was because I bought it on March last year. So maybe that's why I was thinking that, oh, I will be there a year later. But anyway, good thing I didn't miss it, because it was so great. I mean, it was my first concert experience here in Australia, and I have been going to concerts a lot, especially when I was younger. And you know, I really love music, and I follow a lot of bands, especially when I was younger. So back in the day, I even go alone as well. And I just realized that now too, that, oh, I usually go alone watching my favorite band's concert. And I used to just fly out from Cebu to Manila just to watch my favorite band have their concert, because most of them really don't go to my hometown because it wasn't the capital and it was a smaller city, although it's considered a big city in the Philippines. So yeah, it was in Suncorp. And one thing I really appreciate here in Australia, and especially it's my first time, so I'm so amazed on how everything went smoothly, is that there is a free public transport from the city center to the Suncorp Stadium. And I really love it because it's very considerate, and they have a lot of signs on the streets, like on the main roads, especially that around these times, there's an event at Suncorp Stadium, there will be traffic and etc. So it's quite good that they are doing that one, because if I remember correctly, way back in the Philippines, it wasn't as organized as that, or maybe because the concerts were not as big as this, like 60,000 people, right? So I guess maybe that's why. But anyway, so I really love the whole public transportation touch. It's quite considerate. And going to Suncorp, okay, this is the funny thing, because the doors will open at 5, but the actual act will be at 8. Like Ed Sheeran will come out at 8. So because of a few months ago, the Red Hot Chili Peppers was there performing at Suncorp Stadium, and we've seen like a lot of news that it was a nightmare, that some people at that time, at that concert, weren't even able to see the opening act because of how the entry process was administered. So it was such a long queue. You couldn't get in right away. So you have to queue there for a longer time than you would have expected. And eventually, you will miss the acts. So that's what we've read before. And so that's why, since I will be going there alone, I wanted to go there earlier than usual because of how it went down on the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert. And I was pleasantly surprised on how it ran smoothly. So like kudos to the team who planned it all out. But it was such a smooth process, I don't know whether the people who came in later than me have the same opinion, but I came there actually 5 or 5:30. So doors open at 5, right? So initially I was planning to go at 3, which is again another insane idea from what I heard from other people commenting to me. So eventually I went there at 5 and there wasn't any queue at all. And because I was in Gate D, but what I heard before for the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert, it was on Gate A or something like that. Maybe that's the general admission. But luckily, the Gate D was pretty smooth. And one thing to note if you're gonna go to concerts is that you need to just bring a very small bag. Otherwise, you would need to use a locker because I just realized on the ticket they said that if your bag is more than A4 size, then you need to leave it somewhere at a locker or something, which is again quite tedious to do, right? Especially if you're on a concert. So I brought a very small bag. I initially brought a GoPro just to film it and like a little stick of the GoPro. So they let me in. So I said, oh, maybe I can really use it. But in the end, actually, when I went to my designated area, because I was on the field near the stage, the officer said that I couldn't use the GoPro. At least that they told me right then and there. Otherwise, I have to carry it all the time. So what I did was I went out and just gave it to my partner who was outside. And for those who would be curious why my partner isn't there, so he's not a fan of Ed Sheeran, but that's all fine, right? So to each is its own, and I'm fine with just being there alone. It's not gonna hinder my experience at all. So anyway, I went back to the designated area. So the funny thing is, because I didn't know this, right? So when you go inside the Suncorp Stadium, there are a lot of boxes or just a usual stadium. But it's cool that there are a lot of food stations, beer stations, alcohol stations all around. So, and there was even a charging station, which I really wanted to use because I didn't have the GoPro, so I needed my phone to survive the whole night. So that was really good. It was really smooth. I couldn't praise it enough. So the only thing is, because I was in the field, when if you were like in field A or something, you would need to go down from the I don't know, like the higher seats to the field. Once you go down there, you couldn't get out. I mean, not literally, but you couldn't go out again to where the food stands are, where the charging station was, which I mentioned earlier. So you can only go out to the ground floor where there were like designated food stations for that field area. So that was one of the things to note that for next time, I shouldn't just go in right away to the designated area because anyway, I have my reserved seat. So I should have had like ate my way there initially and then drank all the way there at the top area of the stadium where there were several food stalls and then charged my phone, etc. So before going down to the field area. Good thing that they have the official merch store there too, because initially I didn't really plan to buy merch because I am stingy like that. But I was feeling pretty good about the whole situations, and the t-shirts were not overly priced anyways. So I went out and bought it and used it for the whole duration of the concert. And also with the food, there were only like three. Was it three or no? Actually, two food stalls, like a burger and chips food stall and a German currywurst and stuff like that, like the German sausage food stall. So it was quite limited, and I have my aligners. I couldn't eat properly, right? So in the end, like when I bought the sausage with the bun, I could only eat the sausage. Anyhow, it was good that there was the frozen margarita and all that stuff. So I had it because I was there sitting. I wasn't really bored, but just I was more of observing other people, how it is, because it's my first time. And I felt really good, even though I'm alone. So for those people who are afraid of going alone to a concert, Don't be, because actually it's quite fun to be on your own too, especially on a concert, and just welcome the experience. So the set, the stage was magical. I really loved how they set it up. So because I will show clips on here. If you're watching the YouTube version, I will show clips on the side. So yeah, the set was awesome. I loved the guitar pick touches, and the guitar pick has some screen on it, so it's like you're seeing him through that guitar pick shaped screen, which is so cool. And then the stage was also like rotating, which is quite cool as well. And because I haven't been in big concerts before, so this I come from the third world, so I haven't been in those kinds of sets before. So it was so cool seeing that. And his opening act was Bujera, an Aboriginal Aussie singer who's 19 years old, very, very young. And he won the Michael Gudinski Breakthrough Artist Award in 2021 for the ARIA Awards, which is short for Australian Recording Industry Association, which recognize excellence, innovation, and achievement across all genres of music here in Australia. So I didn't know this artist before, but when I heard him sing, he was so good. I really liked his voice. He has high range, and the music is really good too. So it's a singer-songwriter, so I might check his music out. He was really good, I'd say. I'm not a music critic, but I'd say that I really like his music. It's quite catchy too. And then the second opening act is Maisie Peters, who is a British singer signed under Ed Sheeran's label, and I didn't know her before too. I'm too old for these young people, right? But anyway, I didn't know her, but when I listened to her song, oh, she's really good. I really liked her music too, and the lyrics as well were quite witty and catchy. The only title that I got reminded of was Kate's brother, which is, she said that everyone knows who's Kate's brother is. So, well, Maisie, I don't know him, but I might check him out. I might check that out. So anyway, she also sang Torn, which is a tribute to Australia. And again, I was so surprised because I didn't know that Natalie Imbruglia was Australian. I really loved Torn, and that's one of the songs that I grew up in the Philippines, and I played the guitar with it and stuff, but I didn't know that Natalie Imbruglia was Australian. So it was really cool to see that and to experience that. And I was really jamming with the songs. And the only thing with Bujera is because he started early, because he's one of the first opening acts, right? So the people were still not around. People know him, but they weren't in yet. Like, it wasn't fully packed yet because maybe people were, expecting to see Ed only at 8 p.m. So Bujera started at around, let's say, 6 p.m. and the sun hasn't set yet. But overall, his performance was really good. Kudos to him and his band. Maisie Peters was also really, really good. I will check her music out as well. And now, with Ed. So, I haven't been to any Ed Sheeran concert before, and I didn't know, I didn't Google anything. I was just there fresh without experience. And like seeing him live, seeing how he does his concerts, it was really fascinating. And it made me appreciate him more as an artist. I have been a fan before. I first listened to his music back in, I think, maybe 2011 or something, when I heard A Team on the radio. At that time, Spotify wasn't a thing yet. I just listened the music through radio stations, and I heard that song A Team, and I was like, oh, this sounds really good. I really like the lyrics. It's a witty lyrics actually, and the melody was up my alley. And then after that, I didn't really research like who Ed Sheeran is, right? And so eventually he became a big name, and I was like, oh, so this was the guy who sang a team. Ed Sheeran is Ed Sheeran. He doesn't really have a band. So what he does in his concert is actually do a loop of the tracks live, which really made me appreciate him more as an artist, because doing the tracks live, looping them in, combining it all together to form your one-man band is pretty amazing. And he said that all his tracks on that night will be erased and he will do the live tracks the next day. So it's like completely live. And I think before, when I watched concert, I watched the One OK Rock concert before in Manila. And I have the video actually in my old channel. I can't really remember, but I think there was a backing track. So I'm not sure, don't quote me on this. But what I appreciated here is that there was no backing track. Backing track is like, there is like a background track so that it wouldn't be too quiet. So here, Ed just does everything. Well, of course, there is a band for some other songs, but most of the songs that he sings, he does all the tracks right then and there, which is really, really amazing. And also one thing too, I wanted to go back to Maisie Peters. Her band is also really good. And I think it was Tina. She does the keyboards and she's actually a multi-instrumentalist, as what Ed said. So she came back to one of Ed's songs to perform with Ed on the violin. Pretty amazing. And all these young people who are really working hard and honing their craft is quite admirable. And one thing I actually forgot to mention earlier on, in terms of the seating, especially in the field, it was quite close. But initially, like I said, like, oh, this is quite close, people will be so packed. But actually, the whole experience of the whole concert, it didn't feel like I was suffocated where everyone was too close. Some people were actually on the aisle. The ones that on my aisle, they were on the side, on the right side, and then they were dancing. It was really a surreal experience. And I really liked that even though the seats were close, I don't feel suffocated that everyone was too close, if you know what I mean. I can't say for the people in the higher seats, but in terms of the seats on the field, it was quite comfortable. And I like that you're able to bring in drinks that you can buy from the food stalls within your area. And the people were also quite nice. We were just all having a good time. And another thing that I appreciate as well with how the concert was planned, I'm not sure whether it's always like this in Australia. If you guys can comment down below whether it's really planned out like that. But what I really like is that they kept reminding everyone that for those people on the field, the ones seated on the field, to just take their seats after the show and wait for everyone to clear before going out. They kept reminding almost every time. And even after the event started, they kept reminding for those people on the field to stay put, and then they will just let us know that when it's time to get out. And they also reminded everyone that queuing is normal and be patient and stuff like that. So those little things really make a difference in attending a concert. And another thing, there's so many things. Another thing that I really liked with Ed Sheeran, he had a Brisbane t-shirt, which is a very cute and nice little touch. And it's very thoughtful of him to have a Brisbane t-shirt, you know? So yeah, what else? There are merch inside the field. And there is also merch going in on the entrance. Just take note that there are vendors outside of the venue, but near the vicinity, who sell unofficial merch. So just be wary of that. But I think people might know already. But actually, before we came into the venue, before the concert started, there was a booth called Merchandise. And then there was a queue there. And I felt Is this the official merchandise? It's quite like small and out of the actual venue area, but just near Suncorp. But then when I came in, there was that big stall and said official merchandise with the color palette of the Equals album. So just take note that there are some that are not really the official merch. So it depends on you if you want to buy it. So yeah, I was having a blast. I really loved, especially when he did his Bad Habits. I will show a video here. So I really love it, and I was enjoying even though I was alone. And so guys, if you wanted to go to a concert and think that no one is willing to go because of some other reasons, like financial reasons or the timing wasn't right, but you wanted to go, still pursue it, still pursue going to the concert. Especially if it's an artist that you really like, because you might not have the second chance again to see them live, right? And just don't give an F that you're alone. I mean, no one's gonna notice, or if someone's gonna notice that, oh, you're alone, then who cares, right? I mean, as long as you're enjoying yourself there, it shouldn't matter. And I'm a live example of how fun it is to go alone to a concert. And also, just on a side note, I've been going alone to concerts before because I have different sets of friends with different interests. And most of my close friends don't have the same music taste as me too, or they are not that much of a fan as I do. And so in the end, I just go alone, and yeah, it's fun, and it's a new experience. Let's say if you just travel to a different town or a different city just to see your favorite band, it's quite an experience actually. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, this very casual talk about my experience. I'll be sharing some videos on the channel, on my YouTube channel, some shorts of the concert. I'm not sure if it's gonna be stricken as copyrights. Let's hope not. But Zesties on the podcast, please visit the YouTube channel and subscribe. I have recently put up some videos, and I might be posting videos on the YouTube channel, which will not be on the podcast, on the audio versions. And yeah, overall, I really loved the experience, and I would go alone anytime to whichever favorite artist concert that is available. I think that going to a concert on your own isn't really lonely. I really enjoyed checking out the things on my own, or maybe because as well I'm an introvert, that's why I feel a bit comfortable being on my own anyway. And so yeah, I'm looking forward to more concerts in the future and experiencing different things. If you Zesties have experienced a similar thing as me or would like to share your experience on the show, please email gleefultalkshow@gmail.com, comment down below on YouTube, and please don't forget to like, subscribe, and rate this podcast wherever you get your podcast. And thank you so much for watching, and take care and stay curious.